Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see.
It's been E. King bringing us back 7:30 hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ken Tinser. CauseADisturbance.com is the website. It's also the title of his newest book. Ken, thanks again for being here. We're talking about becoming an entrepreneurial leader. And, you know, for small businesses, for small business owners, most of us become entrepreneurial when we start our business. Against all odds, we risk everything we have, and it's pretty darn entrepreneurial, and we're all alone maybe in the beginning. Then we hire somebody, we start building an organization, we got some critical mass. Now we're moving on, and we've learned how to be a leader, we've learned how to manage our business, but then along the way that business is starting to get challenged and disrupted a little bit. Then we got to flip the switch and become an entrepreneur again, to take the company to the next level. It's hard, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely hard. But again, if you go through this journey, and I'm really happy I did, of understanding myself and understanding team and who's needed, you learn mutual respect and mutual respect in conversations, and that's been really key. It's not just waiting for the other person to stop talking. It's really listening and taking in what they're saying, looking them in the eye rather than looking, you know, past them or behind them. And I think all of a sudden, you know, you wake up and you've got a great team, and hopefully if you've done it right, they compliment you in many cases, and like in my case, they're going to be a lot brighter than I am. And there's a culture of respect and inclusion and collaboration. And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying it happens overnight. It took many years for me, at least. But you really see it in the business.
Well, and the one of the payoffs for what you just said is if you can maintain your entrepreneurial juices, so to speak, but you've been able to hire the other people in the disc rotation that can manage your business, you can let them run the business while you maintain the entrepreneurial edge too. That's another thing you can do, but you have to be the one to nurture that, don't you?
Well, you definitely have to be the one to nurture it. You have to be the one who takes that proverbial leap of faith. Definitely put in a lot of controls in your business. Like, I mean, my background is finance, so I'm very big on, you know, measuring success, measuring every part of the business in terms of gaining new business, filtering new opportunities, operations. I really think that to do what I'm saying, you have to have that part down pat. And then as you start to pull away, yes, I've been able to develop the business and develop it in ways that I never honestly would have imagined 5 or 10 years ago.
Why was that the case?
Well, I think I was stuck in myself. And I was looking at it as a practice. My business partner, John, and I had, you know, a successful practice, but you know, how you grow past one or two people, again, it's that leap of faith to engage others. And in some ways, commoditize your business in the sense of controls and measurability.
Well, so one thing you had to do that's not entrepreneurial at all, you had to learn how to delegate.
Oh, definitely.
And that's not even close to something an entrepreneur likes to do.
Delegation is extremely tough. And I remember it was probably 25 years ago, we got our first multi-line phone system, and my business partner at the time was wondering if everybody was going to answer their phones and return messages. So, again, Jim, that's where control is absolutely critical, meaning operational control and measurement and understanding, you know, points of positive or negative experience for the customer.
Repeat the quote from that you mentioned earlier about the three things that, yeah. that are automatic and in a business?
Drucker says only three things happen naturally in organizations: friction, confusion, and underperformance. And everything else requires leadership.
Those are things I have. There's an old Osage Indian proverb that says, some things don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves. And those three things you just described don't have to be remembered. They remember themselves. And so you have to, we have to be, that's what leaders do. We have to remember to deal with that, don't we?
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
And again, you know, being present in your business, even if you're pulling away, which means that meaning having regular meetings.
Right.
Knowing your people, having feedback systems.
Right. CauseOfDisturbance.com, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Ken, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much.
I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.